This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. The power of the arts lies in the imagination of artists like composer Osvaldo Golijov and cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Their creative minds, combined with those in the Brooklyn-based ensemble The Knights, helped to create the wonder and the beauty found on a new recording named for Golijov's transcendent piece, Azul. Violinist Colin Jacobson and his brother Eric, who plays cello, are founding members of The Knights. The concept of this recording is a little bit cosmic, I mean in the literal sense. Can you explain how the music on this recording helps to address the question of perspective?
I'll start here and Eric jump in, of course. The basis of this recording, the centerpiece, is Osvaldo Golijov's piece, Azul. Osvaldo talks about an experience he had in the summer of 2000 when he had been spending time in the Middle East, in Israel, you know, had witnessed the renewed wave of violence that happened that summer there. Then he went to the Hayden Planetarium in New York and saw one of those incredible views of the Earth from the space station above, and just was struck by this incredible planet that we live on and how beautiful it is from above, and how you don't get that sense of all the struggle of life down on the surface when you're up there. The music becomes a sort of cosmic conversation between cello and accordion, used in an incredible way by Michael Ward Bergman, and two wizards of percussion, Jamie Haddad and Ciro Baptista, and then a full orchestra of knights.
Now, I know in the recording session that both Yo-Yo Ma and the composer had some pretty strong visual images that they gave you to have in your mind as you were playing the piece. Would you talk about those and how you actually were able to execute on those ideas?
I'll just say I actually can relate particularly to one of the first images that comes up. I mean, just the way the piece starts, which Yo-Yo was talking about being like the beginning of time, or, you know, the primordial ooze on Earth. And my daughter was supposed to be born, like the due date was during the recording sessions. She actually held out a couple of weeks. But my wife was there at the recording sessions, and I couldn't help but really be feeling that sense of beginning of life. That was one of the images that came up. Another was towards the end, where the end of the piece has a coda, pulsars and shooting stars. And what was the image Osvaldo had, Eric? Louis Armstrong on a...
on a cosmic horse in the Milky Way. When we were doing this recording, and Yo-Yo was saying to me, "Don't be nice, just go, give it to us, give it," and like give these gestures that would sort of pull us through this section and get us where we need to be, and the spontaneity of actually knowing that all of us will do this thing together and then slowly fade into the universe.
Colin, the recording opens with a piece you wrote with a friend and a colleague that you met in Iran who travels around collecting folk songs.
Yeah, Siamak Agai. Yo-Yo was great and sat in with us with the orchestra on this, and in the room we all felt like our feet were lifted just a little bit off the floor, and Ascending Bird really speaks to a metaphor of trying to transcend this body and get somewhere else.
To hear my full conversation with Colin and Eric Jacobson about The Knights' new recording, Azul, look for New Classical Tracks on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.